I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're hearing a lot these days about the big changes at the North and South Poles as the ice caps there start to melt under rising global temperatures. What we hear a lot less about are the risks that scientists take in trying to understand these changes. We've just gotten a stark reminder of those risks with the death of Gordon Hamilton. Hamilton was a glaciologist at the University of Maine who died over the weekend when his snowmobile plunged into a crevasse on a glacier in Antarctica. We here at The World first met Gordon Hamilton earlier this year when our own Ari Daniel traveled to Greenland to report on his climate research there. What do we know exactly about what happened to Gordon Hamilton?
Well, Marco, Gordon was in Antarctica on a field expedition. His team was developing these kind of special robots to study the stability of a part of the ice shelf down there that is riddled with crevasses. These are cracks that go down really deep into the underlying snow and ice. In fact, Gordon told me once that you could drop a handful of school buses down into a typical crevasse without making a dent. That's how big these things are. And this past Saturday, according to the National Science Foundation, during a trip that Gordon was making in a snowmobile, he toppled into one of these crevasses, and the accident was fatal.
So he died in Antarctica, but you spent a week with him on a glacier in Greenland. I'd like us to hear some tape that you recorded. This is Gordon Hamilton. You can really feel that sense of excitement and amazement about the part of the world he worked in.
I mean, look at this landscape. It's just, you can't take your eyes off it. It's gorgeous.
The blues that you get in glacier ice are quite something. This really iridescent blue color. Something unlike that you ever see anywhere else. And it's something that just drags your eye to it and holds your focus.
I remember one of the evenings when I was up in Greenland with Gordon, and I turned around and noticed that he was walking away from the campsite. And within just a few minutes, he'd gotten his way to the top of this giant mound of snow and rock. And he perched up there for a while, just looking out at this massive glacier that was sitting in front of us. And he was utterly transfixed, totally in his element.
I'm very fortunate to have a job that allows me to work with a great group of colleagues and travel to amazing parts of the world where most people will never get a chance to visit.
I'm lucky that I got to see one of those places, Marco, and that I had Gordon as my guide.
Yeah, I'll say. It does take a lot of dedication and a lot of bravery to work in extreme settings like Antarctica. How do you think Gordon Hamilton balanced the risks against the rewards?
Well, I think that scientists who work in these regions have to take on a certain level of risk in order to extract data from these parts of the world that are telling us something about our changing planet. Gordon's work really focused on understanding the role that glaciers play when it comes to the climate. He studied how glaciers are changing in terms of their size, their flow speeds, and their behavior, and then what those changes could mean for the rest of us as glacial ice finds its way into the ocean.
Greenland, if it were to melt completely, would raise sea levels by about 7 meters worldwide, to about 21 feet. Antarctica, 55 meters. Not that we think that it's all going to melt completely, but let's say we got a meter of sea level rise in the coming century, that would be a huge deal for societies to have to deal with. And it's well within the range of possibilities.
Yeah, that does seem to be the bottom line here. The risks are worth a better understanding of climate change. We've been speaking about glaciologist Gordon Hamilton, who died this past weekend on a research trip to Antarctica. Ari Daniel, thank you very much for sharing your memories of Professor Hamilton and his work.
My pleasure.
You can read some of Ari's stories featuring Gordon Hamilton's work in Greenland there at PRI.org.